Chapter 3. Now I'll write about the prophecies my father has spoken of concerning Joseph, who was taken into Egypt. Joseph prophesied truthfully about all his descendants, and there aren't many greater prophecies than those he wrote. He prophesied about us and future generations descended from us, and they're written on the brass plates. After my father finished speaking about Joseph's prophecies, he called Laman's children, his sons and daughters, and said to them, "My sons and daughters, who are the children of my firstborn, I want you to listen to me carefully. The Lord God has said, 'To the degree you keep my commandments, you'll prosper in the land. But to the degree you don't keep my commandments, you'll be cut off from my presence.' However, my sons and daughters, I can't go down to my grave without leaving a blessing upon you. I know that if you're brought up in the way you should live, you won't stray from it. Therefore, if you're cursed, I leave my blessing upon you so that the cursing will be taken from you, and your parents will be responsible for it. And because of my blessing, the Lord God won't allow you to perish. He'll be merciful to you and your descendants forever." After my father had finished speaking to Laman's children, he had Lemuel's children brought to him, telling them, "My sons and daughters, who are the children of my second son, I'm giving you the same blessing I gave Laman's children. Therefore, your posterity won't be completely destroyed, and in the end, your descendants will be blessed." When my father had finished talking to them, he spoke to Ishmael's sons and his whole household. After he had finished speaking to them, he said to Sam, "You and your descendants are blessed because you'll inherit the land like your brother Nephi, and your posterity will be included with his. You'll be blessed like your brother and your descendants like his descendants. You'll be blessed your whole life." After my father had spoken to his whole household according to the feelings of his heart and the Spirit of the Lord in him, his health failed, and he died and was buried. Not many days after his death, Laman, Lemuel, and Ishmael's sons were angry with me because of the Lord's warnings and correction that I was inspired to tell them based on his word. I taught them many things as my father did before he died. Much of what was said is written on my other plates, since more historical details are written on them. But on these plates, I only write the things within my soul and quotes of the scriptures from the brass plates. My soul delights in the scriptures, and I ponder upon them and write them for my children's instruction and benefit. My soul rejoices in the things of the Lord, and I continually ponder in my heart what God has shown and told me. Nevertheless, despite the Lord's great goodness in showing me his great and awe-inspiring works, my heart cries out, "How wretched a man am I! Indeed, my heart mourns because of my human weakness. My soul is pained because of my shortcomings. I am surrounded on all sides because of the temptations and sins that so easily trap me. When I want to be glad, I mourn over my sins. Nevertheless, I know whom I've trusted. God has supported me. He's led me through my troubles in the wilderness and preserved me while crossing the deep waters. He's filled me with so much of his love that it has completely overwhelmed me. He's defeated my enemies, making them shake in front of me. He's heard my prayer by day and given me knowledge by visions at night. I've grown bold through powerful prayers offered to him by day. I've sent up my voice to heaven, and angels have come down and taught me. My body has been carried away on the wings of his spirit upon very high mountains, and my eyes have seen great things, too great for man. And I was ordered not to write them. Then, if I've seen such great things, if the Lord, who descends from his high position to help mankind, if he has visited me with so much mercy, then why does my heart weep and my soul linger in the valley of sorrow? Why does my body cower and my strength fail me because of my difficulties? Why should I ever submit to temptations because of weaknesses? Why should I let any temptation by the evil one have a place in my heart to cause me regret and trouble my soul? Why am I angry with myself because of my enemy? Wake up, my soul. Don't focus on sin any longer. Rejoice, my heart. Don't give any attention to the enemy of my soul anymore. Don't get angry because of my enemies. Don't lose resolve to obey God because I face troubles. Rejoice, my heart, pray to the Lord, saying, O Lord, I'll praise you forever. My soul will rejoice in you, my God and the rock of my salvation. O Lord, redeem my soul, rescue me from my enemies. Make me shudder when sin appears. May the gates of hell always be shut in front of me because my heart is broken and my spirit contrite. O Lord, don't shut the gates of your righteousness in front of me. Let me walk in your pathway and stay on your safe road. O Lord, cover me in the robe of your righteousness. Help me to escape from my enemies. Clear the path in front of me. Don't let any obstacle hinder me, but clear the way in front of me so I can go on safely and hinder my enemy. O Lord, I've trusted in you and will trust in you forever. I won't put my trust in the scholarly arrogance of man, because I know those who trust in arrogant fools are cursed. Indeed, those who put their trust in the vain teachings of a man and trust them as if they were truth, are cursed. Yes, I know God will give freely and abundantly to those who ask. Yes, God will give to me if I don't ask Him properly. Therefore, I'll lift up my voice to you. Yes, I'll cry to you, my God, the rock of my righteousness. I'll never stop calling out to you, my rock and my everlasting God. Amen.